So Mishnah said there's a chulis b'ikra. I'm a Rav Yehuda. Avoid the ksara shiuvar. Yehuda's moiser that in the Mishnah you chayiv b'ikra. Frag the Rishonim, the Ran, and the other Rishonim. What's the chiddush of tzarech yivarech? Hey, there is a mitzvah to be boided. You're mechuyev to do it. As you can make, asher kiddushanu v'mitzvah yisah v'tzivanu. Like all things that you're mechuyev to do, you can make asher kiddushanu v'mitzvah yisah v'tzivanu. As what's the chiddush of tzarech yivarech? Hey, it's a mitzvah like every other mitzvah. As what's the tzad that you shouldn't be mevarech? As Rabbeinu David has the easiest shot, he says the Gemara is going on the Bika Derabana, and this is the Shaila Klali that you have in Shas. If our mitzvah is Derabana, you can make Ritzivani. Hashem is Mitzavit, Arei Chachamim were Mechadashim. Or no, being that Hashem told you to listen to the Chachamim, and therefore you could say Ritzivani. As Lafi Zeh, this Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda is totally on the Shaila. If you make a bracha on Ner Chanukah, if you make a bracha on Mitzvahs Derabanan, it's a Shaila Klal. That's one Mahalach of the Rabbeinu David. The other Rishonim don't learn that way, because it's Mashmah, it's a Miyuchadika Chiddush and Dika. We don't Sushtel to, it says Loi Sasser in the Torah. As it's Mashmah, there's a Miyuchadika Chiddush and Dika that you wouldn't have to make a bracha. The Shaila is, what's the Chiddush? Why would you say by Bika you don't have to make a bracha? As the Rush over here says, because Lashon HaRush, Einoi kol kach mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, but it's not kol kach mitzvah. It's tzarech bir, what does it mean, einoi kol kach mitzvah? As the Tosis Rush is words, einoi mitzvah chshuva. The gamzeh tzarech bir. There's levels, there's choshev mitzvahs, not so choshev mitzvahs. As choshev mitzvahs, you make a bracha. Not so choshev mitzvahs. First of all, what makes something choshev and not choshev? Hare Hashem told you to do all of them. It's chashiv. Yeah. What makes it more chashiv? Yeah. What's this level of chashivus? Why isn't it chashiv? What's takav shat in the Rush? Oh. As l'choira, the Rush continues, de'ena ela levaris achomets min abayis. So what? What does he mean? Why is that a grace in the mitzvah? As near levaris a Rush ba'oichim said. The Rosh on Beis Amir Aleph says that after Bittul, the reason why we do Bdika is because of Chashash of Shema Yavai La'achu. As even though Bdika is a Chiyav with the Rabbanon, you're Mechuyav to do Bdika, but what's the reason for the Bdika? It's not like Chanukah, when you're doing a mitzvah the Rabbanon, there's a mitzvah to light Ner Chanukah, Zechele, the nest that was years ago. It's a Siyog. It's a gedder. It's a gedder that you shouldn't be yavai la'achloi. As it's not an inyan to do the mitzvah b'fnei atzmai. The ganze inyan is it's a siyog and a gedder that you shouldn't come to do an aveira. As that's what's called einan mitzvah chshuva kol kach. A mitzvah chshuva is to take lulav on all 7 days of Sukkah. You're doing a maisa chshuva. You're doing a maisa mitzvah. Uadin to do Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah. These are all mitzvahs, they're abundance. There's an Indian in the mitzvah. You're doing a positive thing. But over here, all you're doing is you're making a siyag. Ubefrat, on all siyagim, they're abundance. You don't make a mitzvah, Sashay Kirshanim, you mitzvah, you say it's Ivan. As that was the Hamamina, you should be part of. What does he mean? And the mitzvahs ain't a levaris a chametz min abayis lefizeh. He means it's only kedesh lo yavoi laochloi. That's the purpose of the mitzvah. Levaris a chametz min abayis lo yavoi laochloi. As therefore you would have a havamina, you don't make a bracha. Kamash malan, being that chazal will mechayev you to do a maisa, even though it's mishum esiyah, still you do the mitzvah. You make a bracha. That's the mahalach of the rush. It's not a mitzvah chshuva kol kach. In the Ritva says a different thing. We know there's two kinds of things. There's hechsher mitzvah and doing a maisa mitzvah. The mashal, there's a mitzvah of kibud av ve'eim, and then there's the hechsher mitzvah of kibud av ve'eim. The mitzvah of kibud av ve'eim is being mechaved your parents, giving them food. When you go to the store to buy food, it's the hechsher mitzvah of kibud av ve'eim. It's not the mitzvah of kibud av ve'eim. The hechsher mitzvah of lulav is when you go to the store to buy the lulav. You're not doing the mitzvah of lulav, you're doing the hechsher mitzvah of lulav. As there was a havamina that the mitzvah is beer chametz. And the beer in the Ritva is because, like the Neidib Yud is miyasid, you only make a bracha on a mitzvah of kum ve'eser. As the mitzvah over here, your mevarich on, is the mitzvah of tashbisu. The mitzvah of tashbisu is to be mevar the chametz. As what is bdika? Bdika is a hechsher mitzvah to find the chametz kedei to be makayim, the mitzvah of tashbisu. It's like going to the store to buy a lulav. You don't make a bracha, shek yidishanim, and it's voice of itzivan, or liknaisis a lulav. Yeah. That's a hechsher mitzvah. It's not the gufa mitzvah. You only make a bracha on the gufa mitzvah. As the bdika is a hechatimsa to find the chametz to be makayim, mitzvah tashvishu. It's a hechsher mitzvah. On a hechsher mitzvah, loy mevarchim. This is the havamina. And kamash molon, bdika is not a hechsher mitzvah. Bdika is not going to the store to buy a lulu. Bdika is a chiyav bifnei atzman. As even though the ikar mitzvah is the beer, but now, mishum the choyves beer, you are nischayev in another chiyuv, a chiyuv to do bdika. As now becomes a mitzvah bifnei atzmai, and it's not a hechsher mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah you could be mevarech on. Okay, as lefi the Ritva, the havamina was that it is a hechsher mitzvah and not a mitzvah. Lefi the Rosh, the havamina was it's ain't a mitzvah chshuva kolka. And the Ran is a third mahalach. And you have to understand the Ran. It's a little bit not so simple. Zot the Ran like this. Of the Ran, Bim time of Pshita, Lama lo yivarech, Hashem shu mevarech ala mitzvah kula. Meaning in the Ran, it was parshit, it's not a hechsher mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. The Ran doesn't go with these levels of mitzvahs, it's mitzvahs chshuvahs, mitzvahs einach chshuvahs, the Ran doesn't go with that. Kulam nitnu me Hashem, kulam chshuvim me, doesn't make a difference. Oh. But as the Ran answer, Avagav the beer chametz ikra mitzvah afilu achi mishah shehu maschol ba dahinu mishas bdika mevarech aleha. Zog the Ran over here, we have a whole new angle in a mitzvah. We have a mitzvah. There's an ikra mitzvah and a chedek atofel to get to the mitzvah. I mean, the ikra mitzvah is beer chametz tashbisu. That's the ikra mitzvah. And in fact, the Ran continues and says, why are we being mevarech levar? Hey, what we're doing now is bdika. Asak the Ran, because beer is the ikar ha-mitzvah. As you have to be mevarech on the ikar ha-mitzvah. As the bracha, the nusach ha-bracha, is on the ikar ha-mitzvah. The ikar ha-mitzvah is beer. As therefore we had a havamina, that being that the ikar ha-mitzvah is the beer, the Bdika is as chola ba'alma. You don't make a bracha on the scholar's mitzvah. You only make a bracha on the ikar mitzvah. That was the havamina. And kamash malon, mishashi u'maschol ba, being that it's the start of the mitzvah, you're already makayim a certain level of a mitzvah, you could already make the bracha asher kidishonu the mitzvois of mitzivon. This is the Ran. as the Ran is a whole new angle in mitzvahs. You look at B'dika and B'ir, that it's one long mitzvah, and the beginning of the mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. That was the Hava Mina, because it's not the Iker HaMitzvah, you only make a bracha on the Iker HaMitzvah, Kamash Malan, even on the Taschala, which is not the Iker, you still make a bracha. Thus is the three Mahalchim and the Rishonim, interesting Klalim. The Shaila is, why did each Rishon answer differently and not say like the other Rishon? What's the beer of the Machlokes Rishonim? As the Nochum wanted to go, and again in the Shurim in the Mir, they wanted to go, that this Machlokes, the Ran and the Rush, is Lishitasam, the big Machlokes that Rav Nochum was Miyasir, Bishitis, Ran and the Rush. In the Ran on Daf Beis Amid Aleph, the Ran says, why when you buy the chametz and you're not mitzah and you find chametz afterwards, or you missed a piece of chametz, why aren't you over? Zog the Ran, because once you did bdika, you makayim bal yirah. As even if you missed a piece of chametz, it doesn't make a difference because you did what bal yirah is makayiv you to do. You did bdika, and bal yirah is mechayev bdika. As lefi the Ran, it comes out that bal yirah is mechayev bdika, and doing bdika is doing what bal yirah is mechayev you to do. As therefore the Ran held, you can't say that bdika, like the Rosh, is not a mitzvah chshuva. You can't say it's not a mitzvah. To the Ran, it's zikhar a mitzvah, because Baal Yirah is mechayiv dika. But the Rosh is lishitasai. The Taisus HaRosh is mevur, that if you missed a piece of chametz, when you made the dika, there's a piece of chametz there, you're over on Baal Yirah, like it's mefurish in the Torah, and Simon Tov Lamed Dalet. As a Nahum learned, because Bedika is your Eitzah that you shouldn't be over on Baal Yirah. But it's not the vote that Baal Yirah is Mechayev the Bedika. As if you didn't do the Eitzah Kerah, you're over B'shaygi, but you're over. And they say, the Rosh has its side that, first of all, the Rosh learns that we're not going on the Bedika Deraisa, we're going on the Bedika Deravanan of Shema Yavalachloi, and the Rosh has its side that that's not called a Mitzvah Shuvah. Because it's not the Iker Mitzvah of Tashbisu, it's a Zaytik Adin Derabananas, it's not a Mitzvah Chshuva. But lefi the Ran, that Baal Yirah is Mechayiv Tashbisu, it's Zichar a Mitzvah, and a Mitzvah Chshuva. The Shaila is maybe it's a Aschal of a process, a different Svar. That was one Tliya that Rav Nachum wanted to say. Another Tliya that he said is the Hemshech. The Ran says, so why do you make a bracha of al-bir chametz? Why don't you make a bracha of b'dikas chametz? Zog the Ran, because bir is the ikr. As being that bir is the ikr, as therefore you make a bracha on the ikr. The Rosh doesn't say that bir is the ikr. The Rosh doesn't answer like the Ran. Why doesn't the Rosh answer like the Ran? Lefi says Dov Gevaldik. The Ran Lishitasai, the Chiv Bdika is a hemshech to the mitzvah Tashbisu. It's Mishum Bal Yirah, and even on a Darabonan Dika level, they Masakin. It's Me'ein the Daraisa. As then the beer is the Iker. According to the Rosh that learns that the Chiv Darabonan is Mishum Shema Yava La'achloi, it has nothing to do with the beer. As if it has nothing to do with the beer, you can't say because the beer is the ikar. It's a whole new chiyuv al shema yava la'achloi. As being that it's a whole new chiyuv al shema yava la'achloi, therefore he has to say a different svara to explain. You can't say like the Rosh. That was of Nochum Lishitasa in his world of the Rosh and the Rosh. Okay. That's one. In the Rishonim have a very interesting thing. The Rishonim have a nidin, and this is Mamish Negeya Halacha L'Maisa. What happens if you made a bracha, and you started to do your bdika, and then you talked? Do you lose your bracha? Do you have to make another bracha again? Meaning you have a chiyuv to be baidik a house. And this is a very big problem when you have talkative children. Or you have a telephone, you have things going on in your house. You have to keep quiet the whole zman abdika. It can sometimes be an hour. If you talk, you lose your bracha. As the Rishonim bring down, the shitas ha-goyim is when you make a bracha, if you talk until you finish your bdika, the bracha goes off and you have to make another bracha. He brings another shita that even though it's arsa to talk, but b'dieved, you don't have to make a bracha. That's one shita. The Rosh and the Ran are choylech. The Rosh and the Ran say that, nope. Why, once you started the mitzvah, the bracha was chal on the mitzvah. And the Rosh brings a Sheina Raya. The Rosh brings a Raya from mitzvah sukkah. We make a bracha, we walk into the sukkah, and we yaitza. Now people talk, people schmooze. You don't have to make a new bracha of yeshiva sukkah, people schmooze in the sukkah. You were yaitza. Once the bracha was chal on the mitzvah, you yaitza the mitzvah. As why should bdika be different?
Part of yeshiva sukkah.
What?
It's part of yeshiva sukkah.
What do you mean? Oh, talking your makayim or mitzvahs, it's not a hefsik from the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. But he's asking, let's say you're not machaven to do the mitzvah, you're having an intense, heavy conversation, and you're mesiach das legamri from being makayim mitzvah sukkah. You're tiny, you're still in there, maybe it's not a hefsik, but the Rosh can hear hell, that's called a hesach hadas. As Tainit, the Chok Yaakov brings a Birchus Avram. This is not the Birchus Avram from Kol Torah, the Rebbe in Kol Torah, the Black Sefer. This is the Birchus Avram HaKadmoy. Very early Yaakov called Birchus Avram. As the Chok Yaakov brings in the Birchus Avram and the Arsa Meach, that they want to say there's a Yisoidus Digechilik between Mitzvah Sukkah and mitzvahs dika, tishma hekta. By mitzvah sukkah, every second you're in the sukkah, you're doing another mitzvah. The first second you're in the sukkah, you're makayim one mitzvah. The second second you're in the sukkah, you're makayim another mitzvah. There's no shaykhis between the first second you're sitting in the sukkah and the second second you're sitting in the sukkah. Each one is a mitzvah of me'atzmai. In Jamayim, you're getting schar for every second you're in the sukkah. Every second is another ma'isa mitzvah. Aber by bdika, they tiny, until you're baidik the whole house, you didn't do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to make sure you don't have chametz in your house. As if you went, you started to check, you checked 10 inches in the kitchen or in the living room, you're not allowed to talk, you still didn't do the mitzvah. You weren't makayim a mitzvah yet. Does tainit the birchus avram on the Rosh Hashaila on the goyim? And kimuvan, what is the Rosh hold that he's medamit to sukkah? The Rosh holds that every rega you're being boydik, you're makayim a mitzvah. You were baidik this part of the house. As if you're being baidik this part of the house, you made this part of the house chametz free. Das is a mitzvah. As every rega you're being baidik, you're being makayim, not a mitzvah. Ligda, you say this dika machlekes, a gar interessant machlekes, in the gather of the mitzvah of dikis chametz. How do you look at the mitzvah of dikis chametz? You look at it, it's a mitzvah to get rid of chametz from the bias. Until you took everything out of the bias, you're not makayim a mitzvah. L'dugma, zok da'ar sameach, nira lefi dvarav. If you went and you were baidik and you checked loads of places for hours and hours, but there was one place you didn't check and you didn't find the chametz that was sitting there, you were not makayim mitzvah's dika. You'll come up to Shamayim, you're not going to get a check for mitzvah bdika. Actually, you'll get a check for being tireach to try to do a mitzvah. Oh, but you weren't makayim, mitzvah bdika. If you missed a piece of chametz, you didn't do bdika. And they tied it to Tar Sameach. And in the Rosh, Tar Sameach is rather arguing on a Rivash of a type. But the Rosh and the Rivash, their mavur, every part that you're checking, you're getting a mitzvah. As how many mitzvahs do you get? Lel bedikas chametz. Every part you're checking, you're getting another mitzvah. Dumya to the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah.
Wasn't the Rosh on Beis Rabbi say that bedikas shami yavalacha just prevention?
Right.
Now we're saying that to mitzvah.
Oh, so shami yavalacha and mishum zeh, we masakin to do a pula of bedika, as that gets a shame mitzvah. Because even though the tachlis is prevention, but now the it's a mitzvah lifnei atzma. Oh.
Is it every
rega
or every place you check?
Shema shaila mistamba every rega mistamba room is not a yichus when it comes to this mistamba every rega you're checking you're doing it, meaning according to the Rosh he doesn't say if you finish a room, he says if you avoid it you started the bedika, that means you walked and you checked a certain area. As then, if you talk, you don't lose your bracha.
If you do bracha zavram, you can't do talk till you do the bira the next day.
So he's asking, the Rosh says that the bracha is koil the bira the next day, as you wouldn't be able to talk till the bira the next day. As that is the difference. The ikur mitzvah the bracha was niskanon was on the bedika. Chazal said it's koil also the bira of the next day. As klapi that zikr, if you're mafsik in between, it doesn't make a difference because the ikka bracha is on the bdika. The beer is just an extra inyan that we're eating and being nichlal in the bracha, but it's not what the ikka bracha is going
the
on.
Ikka of either rock.
What?
It's the beer is the ikka of either rock.
It is the ikka inyan, but the bracha is on the bdika. Okay. That's the ran. Doesn't say that it's koilo, but it's very okay. The Rosh that says it's koilo, he holds it's not the now. Oh, no, says the shaila is what's the beer of the machloikis? As you could, it's a geshmak of machloikis. You could learn it up different ways. Efshe, we can make a suggestion. We saw the Pnei Yeshua on Dav Dalet had it sad. That the din beer is min habayis because it says tashbisi mi batechem, and that's what we compare to mezuzah because mezuzah is also a din on the bayis. On the other hand, we also saw Rabbeinu David on daf test that he's mamish medayik the pasuk tashbisu mi batechem. The din beer is from the bayis. As the Birchas Avram learns, the din beer is chal on the bayis. As if it's chal on the bias, you got to make your whole bias chametz free. Until you make your bias chametz free, you're not doing the mitzvah kitukuna. You're not doing the mitzvah. Masha'im came, the other Rishayim and the Rosh and the Ran, they'll learn the din beer is on the gavra. It's mutal on the gavra to get rid of his chametz. The bias is the place where he's mechuyev to check. But the Iker Chiyav is a Chiyav on the Gavra. It's not a Chiyav din in the bias, it's a Chiyav on the Gavra to get rid of Chometz. As every Rega that he's getting rid of Chometz, he's doing another mitzvah. That Luchayra could be a Shena Kivun in the Machlokes. Okay, so that comes out a very interesting Machlokes. Lemaisa, the Rosh says that even the Shitasa, that once you start the mitzvah, the Birchas HaMitzvah is chal, but still you shouldn't talk. Why? Because people have a tendency when they talk, they get distracted, and they're not going to do the Bdika Kirai. As therefore, the Rosh says, L'chatchila, you shouldn't talk about other things because there's a tendency to get distracted. Yeah. I'm even Yavin, if a child is asking you something and he's going to distract you by nudging you until you answer him, Gam the Rosh would be Maida, you should answer. Yeah. Because you're going to be distracted if the child's constantly bothering you. As parents who have children should take care of their children. That's not what the Rosh means. The Rosh means Stam Tishmuz about Zayta Gezache. That's what the Rosh is saying. That, L'chabdila, you should be Maida. Okay. This is Lala. Okay. As that's one interesting nakuda, interesting machlekes, when you yaitzen a mamish is aloch el maaser. When were you makind the mitzvah? How many mitzvahs do you get in the mitzvah of dika? Interesting machlokes. Another nakuda in the Rishonim is the Rosh asks that why do we make a bracha al bir chametz? We should make a bracha al bdikas chametz. That's what we're doing now. We're doing dika. As the Rosh says, because we want to be koilo the Indian of beer also. Because when you're doing dika, you're starting the beer process. That's the Rosh. In the Rishonim, L'chaira, we see they have a whole new angle to answer this, and it's a big gilui in the Indian. The Ramah brings a kolboy and a mariv that they handle like this. They say that Bizman Hazeh, women do kibbut before, and it's based on halacha. The halacha says you should do kibbut before bdika. As by the time the bdika comes, it's very possible that you're not going to find chametz. As a bazei, there's a chashash of bracha levatala. Therefore, you should put down psisa. You should put down small pieces of bread. Kedei, b'shas bdika, kedei, that the bracha shouldn't be a bracha levatala. That's what he says. As if you look at the kolboy inside, who handles the shayla, as he speaks out clearly, because the din beer, what does beer mean? Al beer chametz means levar es hachametz min habayis. That's what beer means. Bedika is called beer, because bedika is being levar es hachametz min habayis. You're taking it out of the house. As even when you're doing bdika, it's called you're doing beer, because when you find it, you remove it from its place in its house. But that's only if you're going to find chametz. If you're not going to find chametz, you're not doing beer. As therefore, you can't make a bracha of al beer chametz. Ubedoy melezeh, the Ritva Bayos says also, the reason why we make a bracha of beer is because the mitzvah of dika is levar hachametz min habayis, and to taking the chametz out of the house, that's called beer. As if you're not going to find chametz, it's not called beer. At Eichan Advarim Megiyim, the Mordechai brings a Shitas Rashi, that Shitas Rashi was, you make the bracha when you find chametz. You don't make the bracha when you start looking for chametz. When you find a piece of chametz, you lift it up and you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elikeinu Melech Olam Asher Kiddushanu Mimitzvotzev Vitzivonu Livdai Ges Abayis. It's b'shem a pardes, a chuvis Rashi. And Rashi explains, because that's when you're mevarit min abayis. That's when you're taking it out of the house, when you lift it from the house. That's the regular, you're makayim the mitzvah. As over there, that's when you make the bracha. Lamaisa Rashi by us is strongly meduyik that he doesn't hold of this la locha, because Rashi on the top of Zayin Amid Beis, when he speaks about the nusach levar, he says verei adayin loy bodek da bracha kodem diku. Pashis of Rashi is mashma not like this psak brought down b'shem the tshuvas Rashi, and no one is naiv that way. We're not naiv that way la locha, but you see in Rashi the idea. That's a whole new angle. And lefi zeh, you could say a chiddush la'alocha. The Makor Chayim in Siman Tov Lamed Aleph has a very interesting shaila. The Makor Chayim dons, what happens if you're boidik and you don't take it out of the places? You just write down where it was. Will you makayim the mitzvah of dika? Because this is very negeya, not so negeya to most people, but by older people. The older people that want to do dika, and they can't bend down and pick up the chametz. As what do? They write down where the chametz is, and then later on they have a young grandson come over and he goes over the list and he goes pick it up for him. As did the grandfather do bdikas chametz? Zokta Makar Chayim. He was yates in the midst of Dika's chametz. Why? Could he make a bracha? Yes! Why? Zog the Makar Chaim. The mitzvah is to find chametz. He found the chametz. He looked. He found it. So he didn't take it out of the house. Who cares? But the mitzvah of Dikas Chametz is to find the chametz that you don't know where it is. He did the mitzvah. He can make a bracha, shaykin shonu mitzvah, so if it's Ivanu of Dikas Chametz. He did the mitzvah of Dika. Aber lefi lishitis, lefi what we're seeing in this Chuvas Arashi, lefi this Kolboy and the Ritva, you would not be able to make a bracha because the bracha is on the taking it out of the house. If you're not taking it out of the house, as you're not doing the mitzvah of beer chametz.
You have to make sure that it's physically taken out of the house or you can keep it in your house in one place.
Oh, as he's asking, Lamaisa, what we do is we collect it and we put it in one place in your house in a makom miyuchit. As he's asking that if the mitzvah is taking it out of the house, as Lamaisa, if you put it, keep it in your house and you don't take it out, you're not yet yoytze the mitzvah. That's what he's asking. Kinere, yeah. If you're holding it in a place to take it out, that's already a key of the mitzvah. That's what you see. Oh, but good point. Okay. That's the... as Lefi, this Shita, if you don't find chametz, your bracha al dikas chametz, al beer chametz, is levatala. Why? Because the bracha was on beer, and if you didn't find chametz, you didn't take anything out of your house, as then you didn't do beer chametz. However, the Rishonim argue. The Maram Chalavi says a very sharp lashon. He says the minig to put down psisei chametz is a minig noshim. It's a minig that the women made up. It's not a real minig in Klal Yisrael. Yeah, the women made it up. You know, we did a good job, put down the chametz. But lemaisa, it's not a minig which is based on pi halacha. Because the chiv is to do bdika, and you did bdika. Who cares if you find it or not? You're making a bracha on the bdika, and you did a bdika. Who cares if you find it or not? Because he learns the brachas on the bdika. But like the rush, why do we make a bracha al bir chametz? Because we want to koilel also the inyan of bir chametz that we're going to do the next day. But the ikka bracha is on the mitzvah of bdika. As you did the mitzvah of bdika, you are baidik. Who cares if you find or not? Doesn't make a difference if you find. You're mechuyev to do a bdika. If you're mechuyev to do a bdika, you did the bdika. You did what you were mechuyev to do. The mitzvah of chayvus bdika is not to find chametz. It's to look for chametz, to make sure there's no chametz there. You did it. As you did the mitzvah. Oh, that's what he taines. Lemaisa, the Rama says, it's not ma'akiv to put down the psisei chametz. It's not ma'akiv. But the minig is to do it. And that's the minig in Klal Yisrael. The minig is to put down the 10 psisei chametz. The Maisa, the Mishnah Brura, brings down that you should put down pachas mikazayis. Because there are because then at least if you don't find it, you won't be over on the issa daraisa. That's why the minig is to use smaller pieces of bread. One piece to put down kazayas. Today that you should be chayiv on that one piece, but nine on the pieces, the other nine pieces you use pachas with kazayas. That if you don't find it, it shouldn't be such a problem. Okay, as thus is the as the maisa comes out. The minig is to put down 10 psisei chametz. The shaila is, why do we put down 10 psisei chametz? L'chayr, it's enough to put down one. The more we put out, the bigger problems we're going to have. And why do we put down 10? The Olam has been putting out 10 for many years. Does anyone know why? Does anyone has a clue? Everyone's just been doing it and never thought.
It's the Kabbalah.
Which Kabbalah?
That's what it says, Mr. Bruno.
As the Mishnah Berurah says that the Arizal says to put down 10, as automatically if it's Alpi Arizal, he assumes it's Alpi Kabbalah, and now he feels he has a good excuse that he doesn't know why. The Arizal's not Kabbalah. I mean, this one is not. But he says for the same reason that there were 10 Makis. The 10 reasons why the Aseres Bnei Haman were hung. He says a couple of other 10s, we won't go into details. But the kivun is there are 10 koiches atoma, and the idea of chametz is zuye tzahara, that's the zayar, as you put out 10 pieces to make sure you're destroying the 10 aspects of the yetzahara that the 10 sons of Haman represented, and that the 10 makis were coming to destroy. Okay, as it is, I'll peace, right? Remus, oh, not heavy. Okay, good. This is the Indian of Asa. Okay. There's one more Shaila, the Rush and the Rishayim handle. A very interesting Shaila. Like all mitzvahs that we make, Mizman Mizman, as we make a Shechianu, when we go into the sukkah, we make a shechianu. When we shake the lulav, we make a shechianu. Tkiyas shofar, we make a shechianu. As why amtikas chametz, don't we have a shechianu? It's a mitzvah noig mizman lezman. As you should make a shechianu on the mitzvah of tikas chametz. And with the Rosh, Rush inside. Nearly, the kivan de mitzvah zu, eina l'soyre charegel, l'sakin habayis, ulevara chometz mitoichoi, l'soyre chamoyit, samchina le'azman de regel. Mide de habe oise suko v'lulav la'atzmoy, zemchai l'vorach shechiyonu besi yoso, yela samchina le'azman de regel. Being that it's Litzoyrech HaRegel, as therefore we're Soymech on the Shechiyonu, we make on the Regel, B'Shas Kiddush, it paters the Vedika. That's what the Rosh says. The Taz asks a bomba question on the Rosh. How could you say the Chayvah's Vedika is Litzoyrech HaRegel, HaRegel is a Mitzis Tashbisu from Chatzois? And we learned the sugya Tashbisu is on Yom Yudalit. It's on the Yom Lefnei HaRegel. As the mitzvah's beer is Mishum the mitzvah's Tashbisu. And the mitzvah's Tashbisu is from Chatzois, which is before the Regel. I said, how could you say Yusemech on the Shechiyonu of the Regel if the mitzvah of Tashbisu is before the Regel? That's what the Taz is. And with the Taz, the reason why Tashbisu is on Yudalit is because Yom Yudalit is the first day of Pesach. It's called Yom Rishon of Pesach. It's Nitfal to Pesach, and it's called Pesach too. As that's also called Seirich HaRegel. And the Miri says something, an interesting Chiddush. He says the reason why Tashbisu starts the day before, because in Mitzrayim, in their calendar, by the Yiddish calendar, the night goes first and the day goes afterwards. In the Goyish calendar, the day goes first and the night comes afterwards, as we're all aware. As in Mitzrayim, the Yidden kept the Goyish calendar. As the mitzvah of Tashbisu starts by day, because it's showing that we went from being Goyim to being Yidden. As in Mitzrayim, the first day of Pesach was Yom Yudalit. As it's nitfal to the inyanim of Pesach. Okay, as that's what he says. Okay, as that's the tchilas asugya of the inyanim of bracha. As the two ikar shailas we covered was, what's the habamida? You wouldn't make a bracha. What are you making a bracha on that beer? And two interesting shailas we saw la halacha. If you were baidik and if you didn't find chametz, is it a bracha levatala? And the second angle is the mitzvah is every mashu that you're doing, or the mitzvah is to be voided the whole.